Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
New opinion poll out in the Irish Times today about the state of the parties, and the headline is Sinn Féin is back on top as Fine Gael falls to lowest support since 1994. A bit of a headache for Simon Harris this morning. Sinn Féin has regained its position as the most popular party in the country, while voters have little enthusiasm for the new coalition, Fianna Fáil Fine Gael Independent Coalition. It's the first poll since the coalition was formed. Sinn Féin sees its support jump, and moreover, a large majority of voters say they disapprove of the deal that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael struck with Michael Lowry. So Sinn Féin's on 26, Fianna Fáil on 22, Fine Gael on 16, Fine Gael's worst performance since 1994 in this type of opinion poll. The Sock Dems are on 7, Labour on 5, Greens are on 3, People Before Profit, Solidarity on 3, and Aintu is on 1%. More about that on the front of the Irish Times. The Irish Daily Mail says Ireland's special rapporteur on child protection has written to the Children's Minister raising concerns for 47 other children who lived in the foster home at the centre of the Grace case. The Irish Sun on the front page says planet of the plankton, a distant watery world might be teeming with life after scientists detected chemicals produced here on Earth by plankton. I really don't understand this story. Maybe it'll make sense to you. Scientists from the UK's University of Cambridge called the discovery on planet K2-18b enormous and shocking. So there's tiny alien life on a distant ocean world, according to The Sun. The Irish Daily Mirror, Rory Glory Man United. Rory McIlroy arrived back in Europe after his Masters win. I saw people were tracking his plane on Twitter, and he was immediately invited to address Man United. United boss Ruben Amorim said that the Red Devils fan McIlroy could provide advice to boost the team's form. So McIlroy back in Europe, and he'll be in Northern Ireland. I don't know if he's there now, but he'll certainly be there this weekend, probably for Easter. Speaking of Easter, in the Mail, it might sound rather unexpected, using the egg pun there that we all love, but a quarter of Irish adults don't finish eating their Easter eggs, with almost 900,000 eggs going to waste each year. Also, food enjoyed during the traditional Easter Sunday roast is left unfinished, as 85% of Irish adults say they do have leftover meat after the dinner. This is research by Too Good To Go, which estimates €9 million worth of Easter eggs are binned each year. Interesting to see if we leave behind the same amount of eggs this year, because they're tiny, so you mightn't struggle to finish your eggs this year, but there's a lot of seasonal food waste at Easter, according to that report. The Irish Independent has good news for Hozier today. He's one of Time's 100 most influential people. This is the People for 2025, and Hozier finds himself alongside Ed Sheeran, Nicole Scherzinger and Scarlett Johansson in Time's 100 People Shaping Our Lives. He's the only Irish person to appear on the list. Also on the list, Donald Trump and Keir Starmer. So you can read more about that in the Irish Independent. We also have Serena Williams, Simone Biles, Blake Lively and Mark Zuckerberg on the list. So a big achievement there for Hozier, who is from Bray, isn't he? And his real name is Andrew John Hozier Byrne. In The Telegraph, we are told that 70 is the new 50. This is according to the International Monetary Fund, who declared that 70s are the new 50s and people should stay working longer. The IMF says older people are far sharper and stronger than they were 25 years ago, and they should stay in employment for longer. And they reveal remarkable leaps in healthy lifespans. People really are living longer. Someone aged 70 in 2022 had the same cognitive function as a 53-year-old back in the year 2000. So that's why they're saying that 70 is the new 50. If you're wondering when you should turn on the heating or not, I would say you do it when you're cold. But we have a survey in the Mail which tells us a survey of 2,000 people has settled the argument. When exactly should the central heating go on and when should it go off? And according to research, the heating should be switched off when the outside temperature hits a consistent 15 degrees Celsius or higher. Now, some then would have turned off the heating last week, only to turn it on again this week because my car was frozen solid this morning. So we had snow yesterday in Wicklow, Wexford, Carlow. Frozen solid in Naas, the cars this morning, so you turn back on the heating. But apparently when it's 15 degrees outside, that's when you turn off the heating officially until probably September, October. But God knows, with the weather here, you might have to turn it on during the summer as well. We have a big question in the Mirror. A family is wondering if their goldfish is the oldest in Ireland after surviving in an outside barrel of water for over 20 years. So if you know of someone who has an old goldfish of 20 years or longer, get in touch with this family. Two of 12 goldfish, one at an event at a GAA club in Meath, are still alive. Of these 12 goldfish, two are still alive and they live in a barrel outside. The fish have no names and they've survived heat waves and extreme cold over the years. So they literally are outside in the water. They'll be frozen solid this morning, I assume. But apparently the fish are still alive, 20 years old, and they want to know. This is the family, is Diana Everard and her son Michael, wondering if they have the oldest goldfish in Ireland. Great story in the Mirror there. And finally, you may believe your relationship is built on trust, but the Mail tells us more than three quarters of couples admit to a modern type of cheating, which is watching a series without their partner knowing. 76% of people have secretly watched the next episode of something they're viewing together because they can't wait. And 86% have had to rewatch a show and pretend they haven't seen it to hide the fact from their partner that they've already watched it. The study found of those who cheated, 51% feel guilty about it. I don't know how they hide it, because surely it would come up that it was viewed already. But it did happen to one of my friends recently, who's dying to watch the final episode of White Lotus, but his girlfriend is quite slow to watch it, and he's hoping that the 2 weeks over Easter, finally they'll get to watch The White Lotus. I said just watch it yourself and pretend that you hadn't seen it. And apparently a lot of people are doing that, cheating on their partners, 86% of them, with solo TV binging is what it's called. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.